Maybe going back to a question that you had before about collaborating with people. So the way it came about was that in Chicago, William Wheeler and me, we were studying with Lynn Hixon and Matthew Gullish, and collaboration was a little bit the good way to do things. So it was called collaboration, which actually is strange because collaboration just means working together, people working together, but they meant more something in the sense of collective collaboration, you know, like that a group, like in performing arts, that it would be a group that makes a show and not a director or not, yes, and then the actors, but like actually a group does it. And even though the teaching of Lynn Hixon was absolutely not producing avatars of Goat Island's work, and she didn't intend it, there was this atmosphere that this would be the most ethical way to work together. And I met William there, and somehow we wanted to be bosses. We wanted to decide, we wanted to be. Also having experienced this collaboration, you know, structure with Ex Machinis, with Steffi Weismann and Barbara Lorek and Stefan Fenz before in Berlin. So I was like, I knew that this, it wasn't for me. It's good for other people. I don't want to say there's one way of working together that's better than the other, but it wasn't fitting me like a shoe, you know, really. It was so, and then I found William, and he also wanted to be the boss. So since we didn't have money and we wanted to be the boss, we decided that we would be at each other's service one day. So one day you get 4 hours, William gets 4 hours and he can do what he wants with me, and the next day I get 4 hours and I can do what I want with him. And then we started making pieces that were going well together, but without our intention, like duets. The Misses and Me, no, not The Misses and Me, actually. Dog Dog and Concert for Sœur Sourire. So Dog Dog was by me and Concert for Sœur Sourire by William. And then Holding Hands by me and Without You I'm Nothing by William. And then we felt, I would say, and I think, yeah, we felt like a married couple. We were like two, and also an après-midi, actually, we did like this, because we didn't have money, so, or not enough. So, I had this theory that either you rehearse or you don't. Like, either you rehearse a lot or you don't. So we were like, okay, we don't have money to, and I wanted to work with not just duets, like not only always William and me on stage, but for people. And so that's how it came to this very complicated score and headphones on stage. So then you don't have to rehearse, and then it's good. And then, so we felt like a married couple too much, and so we wanted to open up and to work with other people. And William had also already introduced Stefan Pente in the work with Country Bubble, with Dolly, about Dolly Parton and the theremin. So he made these wonderful backdrops. And so they started to work together a lot, and I think that's what Cut Calendar was. Oh, yeah. With Antonia Livingstone and Anne Quirin and Maxi and Katzilein. and then like this, because two is easy. You know, I'm at your service one day, and then next day you are at, it's very easy. But once you are more people, you have to organize yourself a little more. And then I guess I got more interested in the fact that how you work together, you can invent too. You can invent, not necessarily invent, but invent for yourself, you know? So not only the artwork would be something you create, but also the working structure. And since I'm a fetishist with twist, I'm quite anal. I like, so the structures were quite structured. They were like basically the ways, their scores basically. And each piece then has its own score of how I work together with others, or they worked with me. They work with me until today. Yeah.